The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed!
Easily offended...
Get over yourself!
Or you got a gigantic stick up your... You are... might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show, an online gaming radio, with our very special guest, premier in-game house decorator from the Antonia Vale server, Neversea Crimson Blade!
It's time to ditch your anchor! It's time to throw the fight! It's time to rant and rave this gentle show tonight!
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
do. I'm just glad I got my ale.
Get it started!
Back off! I got it in a tongue, I'm not the thing to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainical, birthomatical, practical.
This is what we call Gentle Silverwing Show!
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for the 2nd of August, 2011. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the bringer of my loins, the tailor of fine armors, the collector of cogs, and the reason we have a mature audience morning at the top of the show, Elkin Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can hop on to the in-game chat channel, which is OGR on the Antonia Bale server. It's up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elquin's videos, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. As a reminder, you can also follow Jethel and Elquin on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. We do invite your listeners to earn real live stickers by checking in at getglue.com. Earn more points by checking into both Jethel and Online Gaming Radio right now. All these links provided at kithacore.org/social. kithacore.org/social. How are we doing today, Elquin?
Doing good.
Doing good? Having fun collecting cogs and whatnot?
No, I think I'm all cogged out. I had my own private zone the other night that I just kind of cogged myself out. I think I've picked up at least... 2,000 to 3,000 cogs.
Holy
total.
1,000?
Yes.
Holy crap.
So, you know, I think I have my cogs.
I
had enough of the cogs.
Have your cogs. You got everyone's cogs. Holy crap. 1,000?
Yeah. 1,000.
Cess from the Permafrost server says 3,000 cogs isn't nearly enough.
So, you know, the other night I turned over the instance that I, well, the zone I had over to Tox.
Talk. Single talk. Wow, 3,000. That's you were a busy beaver. Trista,
well,
on the Antonia.
I had to put away some cog stuff, you know. I had to put away some frames. I got about 20 frames.
That's true. You can also craft them.
Those
as well.
Are, what, 50 cogs a piece or something like that?
Wow.
So, you know, and then, you know, I've got some, you know, just stashed for crafting purposes.
And for selling purposes, I'm sure. When it comes to money between Elquin and Jethel, Elquin's got me beat.
Because I'm always thinking of ways to make it.
And
see,
I'm just
I've got enough
it.
Frames put back that, you know, later on, you know, I can make a couple packs and you know, a pack or cloak or something to throw it up on the broker and see how well it does, you know.
All right, let's see here. We do have a couple of birthdays to announce this week. Two of which are today, actually. Let's see. Tan Six Fingers. I believe their birthday was today. And our buddy, Urson. His birthday is today, but you didn't call him and wish him a happy birthday, did you?
I've been at work.
You're typing. I can see you going, happy birthday, Urson.
No, sorry, Urson.
And a little bit later on this week, Michelle Colton. I don't know what your character name is. That's just how I know you on Facebook. So we wish these people a happy birthday, and here come the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Congratulations. Happy birthday, you guys. That's great. Another year without being dead. Or as Lewis Black would say, shit dumb luck. All right. And we did have a couple of deaths of note this week. One of note, one of just passing. Yeah, okay, we'll mention it. Tressa Hughes, actress. Probably better known for her role She was Mrs. Finsecker from the original Fame movie. Do you remember the girl, Han? The redhead girl, the curly-haired Jewish girl? She was all shy and stuff. And you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
In the movie, yeah. The woman who played her mother died last week.
Oh.
So... And other death of somewhat note is Christopher Mayer. He played Vance Duke. Back when the Dukes of Hazzard were going in the 70s and early 80s, they kind of had a reboot of the Dukes of Hazzard. I don't know if it was contract negotiations or whatever, but Bo and Luke Duke fled the scene. I guess the storyline in the show went, their probation was over. They were no longer under the jurisdiction of Boss Hogg and those guys. They got the hell out of there. And they brought in these two new cousins, Vance, and I can't remember the other guy's name, but the guy that played Vance Duke is dead. Alright. And that's Deaths of Note. I gotta come up with a skit or a song or something to put after the Deaths of Note. But as far as I know, I will double check real quick. Abe Vigoda should still be alive. AbeVigoda.com says Abe Vigoda is alive. I found that so funny last week when Smedley told us that Abe lives right down the road from him. That is cool. I'd still love to get a soundbite of Abe going, "I'm still alive, damn it." That would rock. All right.
Probably charge you for it, though.
He probably would, and he would be right to. You know how many people want that? Do you know how many people want that clip? There's a whole mess of late-night talk show comedians that would love to have Abe Vigoda just come out and go, "I'm alive!" Actually, Letterman did that about 20 years ago. Had Abe Vigoda come out, "I'm still alive, damn it." Or no, he called Letterman a schmuck. "I'm still alive, you schmuck." All right, on to this week. Not only is Tinkerfest going on, not only is the Kellethan Fair going on, but right here on the Gentle Silverwing Show, we have one of the premier in-game house decorators from the Antonia Vale server. We have Neversea Crimson Blade. Hello, Neversea.
Hello.
And there it is, the big secret of Neversea's career has been released. Neversea's a chick. And I really do want to thank you for coming on the show. I know you had, you were nervous about people finding out that you're female in real life. And I want to thank you for coming on the show. And that is a hard thing. It's been, you know, all of your characters are male, I believe.
Most of them, yes.
Most of them. So this is the first time publicly coming out, you're female.
Yes.
And you know, some people go, yeah, what's the big deal? That is a big deal for some people. So, you know, it takes guts to do that, and I thank you for it. Well, thanks for coming on. Now, but no, I'm kidding.
Shoot him.
I'm just kidding. We're here with Never See Crimson Blade of the Antonia Bale server, and we're going to talk a little bit about in-game house decorating. So when did you start decorating houses? How long have you been doing it?
Oh, God. I'd say since around 2008, maybe. Somewhere around there.
And, of course, that was way before the layout editor came out.
Yeah.
Actually, that was even before the load and save option, so...
Oh, yeah, that was way, way earlier.
Now, you've given me a short list of places that you're particularly proud of that you've done. And I actually want to go visit one so I can see what the heck's going on here. So I'm going to leave my house, or I should say my island. Got one of those tenebrous floating islands. Haven't done anything with it yet except for put the pads at the bottom and up at the floating island up above.
I just started on my island today, actually.
Ah. And by the way, as a reminder, we said so last week, but as a reminder, if you want to go to kithagore.org, then hit the EQ2 menu, you'll see housing files. I do have a couple of breakout files there that do require at least two port teleport pads. One of them is the Mistmore Estate, the other one is the Tenebrous Island if you want to go up to the upper island. So those are available. Of course, you know, by doing that, I'm shooting myself in the foot, because I used to charge for that.
What?
I used to charge people to break out of the Tier 3 Guild Hall and stuff. After I announced on the show last year sometime that we had broken out and we were in the Antonica area, I was charging people like 50 plat to break out of the house.
Well, that was when it was still new and nobody figured out how to use the editor.
Yeah, now people know how to do it anyway, but hey. Okay, so let's see here. So I'm going to go to... on the Antonia Bale server. I'm in South Kinos, and I'm going to go to the Sigils Guild Hall. Is it pronounced Sigils or Sigils?
That I'm not sure of.
Sigils makes more sense, I think. Or at least it sounds better. So let's see here. I'm going to make my way over to the Tier 2 Guild Hall in South Kinos, which, for those of you who don't know, is across and right up the hill from the stables in South Kinos. Why am I running so slow? Because I don't have pathfinding on. Alright. Normally I run at 98.5%. And I'm just trucking along. Alright. Let's see. Visit. I want to check out Sigils. Sigils. There it is. Going in.
I didn't decorate all of that one, mm-hmm. Mostly just the top tier, worked with a couple of other decorators on getting most of it done.
All right. And I do realize, yes, this is audio only, so you're not going to be able to see anything I'm looking at. We welcome you to come on down to the Sigils Guild Hall, Antonia Bale server, South Kinos, Tier 2 Guild Hall. You don't have to have any levels to do this. Just make your way down to South Kinos.
Well, remember, radio is theater of the mind.
Theater
so
of the mind.
You can always describe what you're seeing.
As I entered the Sigils Guild Hall, the brightness surrounded me like a radiant beam from the heaven. No, sorry, I'm not a writer.
Oh, come on, you're doing good. Keep going.
Coming this Christmas to a theater near you. Sigils. Sigils.
And I may be locked up. I'm stuck at the zone server. Come on, let's go. Got a show to do here.
The hall is just way too awesome for you. You can't handle it.
The magnificence of this hall has broke always, my computer.
You can always describe the loading screen.
Well, the loading screen right now seems to be sketches of a bunch of axe-type weapons. I'm sure you're familiar with it. There is a large circular axe with a turquoise gem. Well, come on! I may have to start the game up again. Okay, well, I was just told that I just linked dead out.
Yeah.
All right. Let me give EQ2 the three-finger salute. Give the old three-finger salute and start it back up again. Wow, I guess the magnificence of the Guild Hall did crash me. Wow.
See?
Not dragons, not gnolls, not even the fire giants can touch Jethel. But the magnificence of this decorating has put me at a standstill. Damn you, Crimson Blade.
I've got you again.
Bad enough you're stealing all the women on the server, God.
And the rum. Don't forget about the rum.
Oh, no. And the rum!
The rum's all gone!
The rum is gone.
Why is the rum gone? Because Neversea was here. Okay, logging back in. Sorry about that, folks. Logging back in there. I don't know. I honestly think I need to format my hard drive. I've been having some problems lately. Locking up. I actually completely froze up the other day. No mouse, no nothing. Of course, I blame you.
What? Me?
I gotta blame someone.
No, you can't blame me.
Okay, I'll blame the cat.
All right.
You know, they say that bangles are great for people with allergies because they have hair instead of fur. But I'm telling you, that's some fine fur. That is some fine hair. It's a pelt or whatever it is.
It's a pelt.
That shit gets everywhere. It's worse than the other cats. At least the other cats, you can, like, kind of brush the hair aside. This stuff here, you go to brush, it sticks all to your hand. I know what we can do. We can get some waterproofing like they have for beaver pelts and stuff like that. Maybe it'll stick the hair to them. I'm going to get a call from PETA in a minute. Okay, I'm back.
Compared to being front?
Yes, and I'm in the hall. Ooh, I like this. Now, you said you did mostly up on top?
Mostly the first level, the bar, the crafting room, and the entryway.
So what do you see?
This is very nice. They've completely covered the walls. Let me inspect it here, but it looks like the erudite
bookcases.
Bookcases that I like to use, yeah. Yep, exactly what it is. And the ceiling is what the hell are these things called?
Azure stained glass squares.
Yep, azure and green stained glass squares. So they have a stained glass ceiling. Very nice. A few tapestries along the way. Oh, Trista's in here. Hello, Trista. She beat me here. Some rugs set up as tapestries as well. And wow, this looks really nice. Oh, you got that, well, not you. This is the Uriel Hall, I don't think. But we got that Serena's Curse statue. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Let me link that. I want to get some of these. How do you get those? Tower of Frozen Shadow?
I think so. I don't actually know. That one's not mine. It was there, so I used it.
I like that.
I like that one. I love the patterns you were able to make on the floor. This is really nice. Using the stained glass and
black tile, I think, is what I used to
do. Yeah, the black marble tiles. This looks really, really nice. Oh, yeah. And not only does it look nice, it's also a great use of the space. It doesn't look too big. It's not cramped. What the heck? Oh, this is one of the new Forgotten... Why am I getting... Oh, I see. Move aside here. I like these misty blue tiles using for the floor here. That's nice too. But this is very nice. Yeah, definitely I recommend heading down to South Canos on the Antonia Vale server. The Sigils Guild Hall. Let me spell that out. Make sure I'm spelling it correctly. I almost misspelled it. Sigils. T2 South Canos. There we go. Oh yeah, I see. You double layered the blue and red tiles here. I don't know if you did, but someone did.
No, I did, and it occasionally it'll go purple instead of being blue and red, even though the tiles are
right
above each other.
Now, this is really nice. What are these things up here? Too far away to interact. Calm Forgotten Pool Sproutlings all over the ceiling. That looks great.
Those are from the Wizard Spire event that was recently.
I'm going to link those in. Yeah, you got those all over the ceiling. It looks fantastic.
Those are the ones that look like they came from the pools, right?
Yes.
Blue weeping type, willow type things.
Mm-hmm. Looks very, very nice. Like I said, this is an excellent use of space, too.
And the great thing about it is you can't really tell that it's in a Canos hall.
Nope, you've completely covered anything that that makes it look like it would be from Canos, or you know, or Freeport for that matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is very well done. I like this. And let's see here. Oh yeah. So definitely come on down to the Antonia Vale server, South Canos, Sigils Guild Hall, Tier 2. This is excellent. Now, let's see, the second one you made note of was South Freeport Skiff, the Sky Skiff, under the name of Lust. So I'm going to head over there and check that out.
Actually, you can just use the member portal over here.
Can I?
Yeah, I'll give you access and you'll be able to go to it. Give me a sec.
Oh, wait, no, because I don't have friend or trustee access.
Yes, but I'm right here, and I can give it to you.
Oh,
so
well.
Then you don't have to go all over the place.
Well, you kick ass, then. I'm going to go in and wreck up the place! No.
No, you wreck up the place, and I'll just toss you overboard.
Okay.
Make you walk the plank or something.
Oh, no!
You fuck the blank, me hearties.
I believe the last time I had a pistol.
You can be the gentleman and shoot the lady. Yar.
We named the monkey Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
Okay, I'm on Lust Skyblade. Got here. Oh. Must have a lot of stuff in here. I'm lagging a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little. I've noticed the skiffs are a little laggy whenever you don't actually build on the actual skiff.
Yeah.
So, it takes a few minutes to load up. Got a little bit of lag when you're running around.
Don't you wish you could flip those doors around so they both work the same way?
Yes, I really wish I could. But
actually,
when you flip it, it doesn't do it right.
Oh, yeah. I was just about to say, what if you turn them upside down, but then the pattern wouldn't be right.
And I think if you turn it upside down, it actually, when you open it, it flips back over.
Oh.
I don't know. Yeah, the works funky.
Well, that wouldn't work then. Okay, so we have a casino and a gaming area and a lounge and a stage
bar,
with stripper
stage
poles.
Yes. You gotta have those in a pirate bar.
Of course.
Because this is my own tavern that I occasionally run once a month.
So can you use the gambling tables to gamble?
Yes, you can.
Yep, because where the symbols fall, or if you're using the roulette table, it is random. I did test them. It is random, so you can, you know, I want it on whatever the hell symbol that is black. You know, that's something you'd actually have to do. You would actually have to name some of the symbols that are on the like the Wheel of Fortune and the roulette table. You would have to name the symbols.
Black squiggly. No, just kidding.
The Japanese symbol of gambling. That's very nice. So yes, this is South Freeport on the skiff. On the Skyblade skiff under Lust. Whoop, I see a portal. Where's it go? Entrance, second floor. Ooh, that's the second floor. Going to the second floor. A lounge. Little doors here to leave the rooms.
Yeah, we set it up to have private rooms up there.
Oh, I like how you did the hot tub here. Very nice.
That was a bitch to do.
Oh, I know, but putting those steamroller tapestries on their side can sometimes be quite a pain in the ass.
Yeah, and then hiding the tops is a real pain.
Mm-hmm. For those of you who haven't tried it before, if you try to hide something too far into a wall, the steamroller tapestries, in particular, I noticed, if you try to hide them too far into a wall, they'll actually flip back on you.
Or they'll just stop moving completely.
Yeah, it's like, no, I don't want to be here anymore.
Of course, in here, I used the red marble tiles as walls, mm-hmm. So they're real thin, so I couldn't push it back too far.
Yeah. Oh, this is very nice. Now, for those of you who haven't tried house decorating on a more elaborate scale, there is a tool that is available. And I seem to have found the S&M room.
Oh-ho!
To each his own, right?
There's a light one, and there's a heavier one, I guess.
The one you
could
go running screaming out of, going, Mommy!
I didn't do the themes to those rooms. Layla did those for me.
Now, this room here is covered in mirrors, and it's kind of freaky, but they still have that reflection problem.
Yeah.
And they did say on the in the panels during the fanfare that they are working on the reflection issues. So never fear, Sony is here, and they're working on it, damn it.
Da-da-da-da-da!
Here they come to take their pay. No.
Oh, God!
Of course, everyone in Sony knows I love them the pieces. But gotta poke fun once in a while. Oh, yeah, some nice outdoor stuff going on here. Nice balcony. That's very nice. Yep, it's very nice. So, of course, again, that is South Freeport. The Sky Skiff under the name of Lust. Very nicely done. Now, we got talking a little bit about the layout editor. Layout editor can be found at eq2designers.com. Are you affiliated with that site at all?
No, I'm not. I know the guy who does it just through decorating and stuff, and he's really awesome, and he's a whole lot better decorator than I am. But, yeah.
Wait a minute, better decorator than you are? Well, where do we get him, and why are you on the show? No, I'm kidding. I'm just joking. Now, have you seen... Oh, wait, let's
not... I would smack him for you, but he's all the way upstairs, and by the time I got up there, he's high.
Okay, let's not get off topic too much there. The housing decorator is actually fairly simple to use if you can understand the XYZ coordinates. So when you when you open it up, you got... Whoop, I just closed it. Open it back up here. When you open it up, you're going to have an ID number, which is an individual ID number for the item. You have the item name. And then you have X, which is east and west. Z, which is up and down. Y, which is north and south. And then you have rotation, pitch, and roll. And sometimes you gotta experiment a little bit to figure out exactly which way you want to turn something. And then there's scale. There is a check mark there for you to just throw something in a crate or take something out of a crate. And then there are notes. I've never actually tried putting a note on something. Does it actually stick?
It didn't used to, but in the new updated editor that he just released, like, a couple of weeks ago, it does actually keep the notes.
I gotta make sure I have the current one, then.
Yeah.
And if you got, like, a lot of something, you can actually select the line, copy it, and duplicate. You can duplicate it, you know, instead of working with individual lines. There are tools in there for making circles and tiles, and also a spiral, you know, if you want to, like, make a spiral staircase. There's a tool in there for that. It takes a lot of getting used to try to get something like that working. I've only personally been able to make a circle once. And then the rest of the time, it just didn't work. But if you ever go to the Legion of Kithagor Guild Hall, Tier 3 off Antonia, off the Antonica docks, and go to our meeting circle, that big circle of fire was made with the layout editor. Have you visited the LOK hall?
I'm fairly certain I have a while back. But I think I saw your circle thing.
Yeah, I posted it on the Narathion home show, which you frequent quite a bit.
Yes. A circle tool is actually really cool. I used that to create the ceilings in Sigil's Hall. And actually, I used it to create the rooms. And the trick is to rotate the group around a point, which is... it's a little harder to do. Not too hard, but...
Yeah. But, you know, for lining stuff up, making sure stuff is level... You know, like if you're trying to tile something, and it's like, this one's up just a little bit, so it looks like a tiny staircase. No, you can use the housing editor and look at your Z coordinates and flatten them right out. Of course, now if you lay something flat on top of something else, then you get that weird liney effect where it's blending.
But you can fix that with the editor too, though. Just
yep.
Raise it up by 0.01 and that's fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if the new editor would have made my job in making that book staircase any easier.
You used the editor, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I mean, the new one.
No, the newer one is basically the same as the old one, huh?
Oh.
So, what you did with that staircase, I probably would not have had the patience to do, so.
And you've seen it never see, right?
I saw it.
That's
something you could probably... I mean, that's stuff you do.
Yeah, the staircase that she made out of books, I would not have the patience to do that.
I've worked with those books. Those can be annoying to work with.
Wake up, dragon! She got one of those dragons guarding the treasure hoard. I'm here to steal your gold! And dragon says, no, you're not, bastard!
I love that dragon. That dragon is awesome. I need more of that dragon. I need that pile of gold he's sitting on. Just the gold, not the dragon.
Well, we know that the Sony crew does listen to our podcast from time to time, or most of the time, actually. So, hey, we want that pile of gold! And gems, and stuff.
We do need piles of gold. I mean, how can we build a proper pirate cave without a big pile of coins?
I have to agree with you on that one. We need piles of gold, a treasure hoard that's not in a box.
A box.
Well, they do have something called a treasure hoard, but it's a box filled with filled with gold coins.
Of course, there's the gold coin tiles, but it's not a pile.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. Not believable enough. What is this? Why are there cards floating in midair?
Cards? What?
You got two decks of cards right here by the entrance floating in midair.
Really?
Yeah, I'm standing right next to him if you want to come up and...
That's funny.
You see him? Or is it just me?
Was somebody playing 52 card pickup?
I have to zoom in to see them. Whoa, that's interesting. Huh. Weird.
So you probably put them there in order to, like, place them somewhere, but if you zoom out when something is made really small, sometimes you lose it.
Yeah, some of those small items are like that. Hmm.
And I do agree with Clorny from the Oasis server, who says we also need boiling water with no collision, so we can make our hot tubs.
Yeah. Or just even some sort of water without collision would be nice. It doesn't have to be boiling.
Without collision and without a frame.
Yeah.
That would definitely rock. That way you can stop using the Steam Lord tapestries.
It would make it a lot easier.
That's for sure. Lyra says, no boiling or eating cubes. Of course, we all know Lyra has a thing for gelatinous cubes. But, you know, we only have one thing to say to Lyra in a time like that. And John Smedley said it best last week when he said,
hello, I'm John Smedley from Sony Online Entertainment. And Lyra, you are a Frostfell elf.
That's it. It's official. Lyra is a Frostfell elf. Now,
that's so funny.
Allow me to reiterate the magnitude of that statement being said by John Smedley. John Smedley created EverQuest, and therefore EverQuest 2. He created the worlds that we believe in, therefore he is God! God has declared that Lyra is a Frostfell elf! Wait a minute. According to Narathian lore, doesn't that make Smedley the Faceless?
I would think so.
The Faceless was supposed to be the first god, right?
Yeah.
So, therefore, Smedley is the Faceless. That's probably why you're not able to follow him in EverQuest 2 right now. He's just too busy trying to create EQ Next. Now, Neversea, have you seen my theater?
Which one? Which one? Yeah, which one? I don't know. I've seen a lot of stuff.
All right, let me go to my house, and I'll give you access so you can just... Well, actually, you can't do the access thing from here. So I will invite you...
Clorny is correcting you.
Hmm?
It's the Nameless, not the Faceless.
Oh, the Nameless. I'm sorry. So I will zoom back to my house, and if anyone is going to know that kind of thing, it is Clorny, the lore enthusiast. You know what's really sad is I know more lore about EverQuest 1 than I do about EverQuest 2.
Well, it's basically the same lore, just...
Well, kind of.
More of it.
Kind of.
Kind of. Okay, zoning into my house. I'm actually starting to fix up my house a little bit because I've been thinking actually about opening up once in a while. Here I am with this theater and stuff like that, and I never invite anyone in. Except, you know, to show it off. Hey, look at this. Oh, when do you open? I don't. Okay, and I will call the veteran you in. And let's see. Summon. Let's see.
You are being summoned.
Does that mean you have rum?
I do.
No, he does not. Don't believe him.
I don't.
He tells me that, but he doesn't.
Oh, no, I haven't seen this one.
All right, well, pay no attention to the portal on the floor. That's only really for going outside.
Well, so, what if I want to go outside?
Well, that's not where the theater is, but if you want to. So this is the main hallway going up to the... I've been putting... my whole shtick with the theater was it was a haunted theater. So now I have big old spider webs all over the place. This is the ballroom. And of course, it just looks like a ballroom. I believe... That's cool. I think I have every painting that's available... outside of all the LON ones.
You mean all the claimed ones? Every single one?
Pretty sure. They're all somewhere in this house or in one of my other houses.
Hmm.
So this is the ballroom, and in here is the theater. And this is where I would really love to have those Tessera statues.
Yeah, they'd look nice in here. This is nice.
Thank you. And of course, we got a backstage.
That's cool.
Hey, what happened to the portal? There was a portal right here. Damn it.
I stole it.
Damn you! Is it in my packs? No. Where the hell's the portal? Shit. I'll be right back.
It slipped under the rug?
If you come out of the if you come out onto the stage and look up, I put a brand new feature up there.
Is it rum?
No, it's a pipe organ.
Oh, I see it. That's cool looking.
Now let me bring this portal back up here, and I have a portal up there because I was working on it last night. Gotta find out where the heck that other portal went to. I'm missing one. So, the one that says stage. And I plan on making this into a balcony. So people can come up here and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I got a dual level, a dual keyboard, pipe organ. And that's South Kinos on the Antonia Bale server. The Mistmore Estate under Jethel, and it is open to visitors. I think it looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
And of course, I found the only real good use for the troll chairs.
Yeah, because you can't sit in them.
Yeah, you definitely can't sit in them. The trolls don't even want to sit in them.
That's pretty sad.
Trolls don't even want to sit in those damn things, but if you turn them upside down, the legs look like pipe organ, like organ pipes. But I thought that looked good, especially with the tapestry flowing the musical notes down like that.
Yeah, it does look cool.
I thought he did a pretty good job on that one.
I plan on putting more pipes in there, too. I've downloaded pictures of grand pipe organs and stuff with hundreds of pipes and stuff like that. I plan on, well, not just with the pipe organ, but taking up all of my spaces. So right now I'm at 691 out of 1,000.
You know, I wish there'd be some way that you could, when you're creating items like that, where it takes a lot of other little items to create something, you could actually do some sort of group command
where
it reduces, combines it into one, because if it's all the same item.
No, I can't see them doing that. I mean, that's, that's Second Life type of stuff.
It is?
Yeah, I think that's what they do in Second Life.
I mean, they would still all be, troll chair things, but it would only count as one item instead of, let's say you got 10 to do your pipe organs.
You know what's going to happen, though? Because this always seems to happen. Now that I've built a decent-looking pipe organ and stuff, you know what's going to come out in the marketplace next week?
A pipe organ.
A pipe organ. Yes, I did. No, I did not use the tinkered smokestacks. I did use, let me link one of these things, the distillery pipes. The distillery pipes and the troll chairs.
I love those distillery pipes. Those are awesome.
Those rock.
Yeah, they're pretty cool looking.
They can be used for anything. Well, just about.
Just about. All right. We are going to take a music break here. Why not? Seems like a good time for a music break. We've been talking for 45 minutes. So we're going to take a music break. And during that break, we have a brand new song called You Don't Want Me in Your Group Anymore. You ever wonder, you ever get the feeling sometimes that the group just doesn't want your ass around anymore? Well, that's what this song is all about. And right after that, a brand new Ask a Drunken Dwarf. So we'll be back in about 10-15 minutes.
You're listening to the Gentle Silverwing Show on Online Gaming Radio.
I shouted for an invite and you let me in. Not used to your style and my head starts to spin. I knew I was in trouble just then. You started questioning my mitigation. Oh, you had me pulling, though I lacked the speed. They mowed me down just like I was a weed. You emoted slash rude to my back. You said that I DPS like a rawhide sack. Oh, you said you read me later, then left me hanging. You looted the peace I came here for. Hey, something tells me I'm not wanted in your group anymore. The wind must have blown to me the ranger's snare. That wizard's fire somehow singed all my hair. The necromancer was nice till he said he'd kept me for a life sacrifice. Oh, now I've got thick skin, I can't take a joke. Tell that troll to put his shoes on, I'm starting to choke. Our dark elf winked at me once or twice to distract me long enough for that giant to strike. Oh, you made a hotkey for pointing and laughing. You put me on your list to ignore. Sometimes I get the thinking I'm not wanted in your group anymore. You gave me a potion, said it would help with my crits. I spent the next week with uncontrollable shit.
Oh, that's just
I
wrong.
Knew I should have just gave up when the tank picked me up to use like a shield once again.
Can we talk this over?
You tap your foot. Oh, you say it's wrong to read all the quest lore. Oh, I'm taking too long. You think it's cute just as I lose my will to live and I break down and cry. Why'd you turn me into an ugly rust monster? Trained on me in epic times for
Oh, son of a-
Sometimes I get the feeling I'm not wanted in your group anymore. Oh no, oh no. Something tells me I'm not wanted in your group anymore.
Maintain her elven figure.
Yeah, I don't see how that's gonna happen.
Well, I mean, you can be a drunken elf, I suppose.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Wow.
I'm trying to wrap my head around this.
Can you
picture a dwarf with an elven figure?
Let's see here. Image out of me brain! Cheese it! Oh, cheese it!
I've been really trying to hold back.
Cheese it! Calm
Who
down.
Who are you? What's happening?
Calm down!
Where was I just now?
It's okay. It's all over. Are you alright?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
I'm good.
Alright, next question!
Here we go! Dear Drunken Dwarf,
hey.
On the previous segment of your show, you advised someone to throw a mayonnaise-covered weasel into a pot of oil for some nice weasel kebabs.
I remember.
I found that statement to be wrong on so many levels.
Oh, no.
Not least to say, kebabs are made by skewering meat and vegetables on a stick, not by boiling them in oil.
Got a point.
Other than that, weasels are yummy.
Damn straight they are, especially with a nice mug of ale. Cheese!
You got right there.
Now I need a refill.
Come right up, dwarf. Here you go. Here you are.
Thank you very much. Okay. Well, I think that's all the time we have for this segment of ask a drunken dwarf! Right here on the Gentle Silverwing Show! I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheez-It Nibblebuns, reminding you that you can ask your questions to the Drunken Dwarf by writing Drunken Dwarf at KipTheCore.org.
That's right! Go to KipTheCore.org, click the little thingy for social links, and you can find us on Facebook,
Twitter,
Google Plus,
YouTube.
Follow Jethel and check in at getglue.com.
That's right!
Hey!
Oh, sorry, that's your line.
That's all right.
And now, back to Elquin and Jethel! Weasel kebabs! Oh, now I'm hungry!
Yeah, me too. Let's go check out Sia's Hammer in Nettleville. Maybe she's got some!
You're listening to the Gentle Silverwing Show on Online Gaming Radio.
Okay, we have returned. Neversea has given me access to a few more houses here. The one I am currently in is Crimson Dawn. That's the Everfrost Summer Home under Crimson Dawn. And you can't even tell this is a Hollis house, really. You do good work. You can't even tell you're in Hollis.
Yeah, that was kind of the point, because originally I did this, I did a layout for another one, and I actually wanted it a Roman theme, and I hated the walls. That you couldn't really work with them well, so I decided to cover them up, and when I was done there, I took that layout and loaded it up here using different tiles in each room.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually offer that as a home for other people. I come in and I load up the layout using the tiles they want, and they get a house covered in tiles, and then they decorate how they want.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea at all.
How many tiles did it take for the house?
There are around 270 tiles in this house.
You're covering every inch of space with them. It looks
pretty much.
It looks fantastic. I will point out, though, that I'm getting that little that one tile on top of the other, not quite blending thing at the front door.
Only when you're a little far out from it, but yeah, there's a couple of spots that it's like that. But when you're right next to it, you can't see it.
Yeah. Just wanted to point that out. Just because I'm an asshole like that, you know. God damn it, you jerk.
I could go and point out all the flickering I saw in your house. But I'm not going to, because I'm nicer. Even though I stole the rum.
Damn it, he stole my rum! It's a vile drink that makes scoundrels out of the nicest of men. Damn you! And I see your house is pretty much covered in, you know, just about every one of these kind of frame patterns you have on the walls has a portal to another house.
Yes.
Very nice.
That was the whole point of using them, was to display the other houses.
And that other one that you gave me access to, that was your,
my island.
Your island. Not done yet, but the building...
Barely started, but it's really cool.
Yeah, the building you have going right now, fantastic. I love it.
And I actually did all that today.
Ah.
So, yeah.
So if anyone wants to take a look at this, I mean, really, it isn't done, but it looks so good right now. See, you're at Neversea. That's the Tenebris Tangle Refuge. Now, is this Freeport or Kenoside?
This is Kenos.
Kenoside. And that's Neversea. There we go. Yeah, this building you have set up here, just I logged into it and I'm like, wow. Oh, you're making it into a Temple of Praxis, huh?
Yeah, kind of a Temple of Praxis, pirate kind of hideout. I haven't decided if I'm going to have it just the building, so that you can only walk in the building, or if I'm going to do more outside, because the building that I have right now is tiny compared to the large island.
Yeah. Although what I think you really ought to do, and what everyone should do, up on the top island, diving board.
Geronimo!
Yes.
So here I am at the top of the island. I'm at the waterfall. He takes his stance. He bounces once, bounces twice, and he goes off the side and hopes to hell that he hits the water. And he's in the water.
Actually, when I first put my portal up there, I purposely jumped off the top and didn't aim for the water.
Ah. Just to see what would happen?
Yeah, just to see how far it was.
Mm-hmm. And I completely forgot. Can you actually die from jumping off of that?
Yes, you can. Go try it.
Let's do it. Jethel, suicide dive, go!
Don't worry. I can res you. Maybe. Unless I blow you up.
Ah, he's dead. Oh, man, I didn't have my, chat options. Damage. Where's damage? Combat. I fell for 3,062,100 points of damage. I think that's pretty much gonna kill anybody.
Probably
most NPCs. So that's what you do. So that's what you have to do. You have to get like a boss mob from, you know, like get to Sarah to leave the Tower of Frozen Shadow, lead her up to the top. Say, hey, baby, I got a nice swimming place up here, and then push her over the side.
You gotta make sure you take her rum first.
Take the rum first, but be there at the bottom when she lands. That way you can actually see the crater going in and the coins just going flip, 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 flip. That's actually what I'd really like to do if we ended up going to Fanfare next year. Probably not, but hey. I've been actually saying this for the last 3 years. Go to Fanfare dressed up like a hill giant. You know, like an EverQuest 1 hill giant. They kind of look like a pirate. You know, they got a stocking cap, big bushy beard, stuff like that. I want to do that and have like a handful of those chocolate coins that are in gold wrappers. And do a duel with someone. Have a handful of those coins. And as I'm going down, go... go down, and as I hit the ground, throw them in the air. And I can say I'm Gornet. Did you play EverQuest 1? Did you get any of that reference at all?
I played EverQuest 1.
Okay, you know who Gornet is, then.
It's been a while, so...
Gornet's the hill giant on the island of the Sea Fairies in the Ocean of Tears.
Yeah, I remember him.
And he was, like, the giant to go to because he had the most gold at the time. So, yeah, I wanted to dress up like Gornet and just start throwing gold coins in the air whenever I duel someone. So that'd be cool. But then again, you know, just going there in my street clothes, just t-shirt and shorts, is hot enough. I couldn't imagine wearing a big, heavy costume. Just can't imagine it. Alright, let's see here. Now, has anyone ever asked you to make anything that was just impossible? I really want this. No. It's not gonna happen.
There have been some that, I've had to design it slightly different than people wanted. There's one I'm actually working on right now that's really difficult because it's a Hallis breakout, and I was asked to put in stairs because I did the house as a two-story house, and the stairs are just like impossible to do because of the way I did the rest of the house.
So it's something they should have asked for first.
Sort of, but it's also a problem that the house isn't quite, it's not on an even axis, so when I'm putting the stairs in, they move back, so I have to adjust each one individually, and gotcha. It annoys me, and it takes 8 hours to do, so,
yeah.
Does the Gorwin houses piss you off?
No.
They're not squared. They're not north, south, east, west. And they're circular.
I can deal with those. Those are easy. The ones that really get on my nerves are the Freeport houses, because they're not even, the walls aren't straight at all.
Yeah, I had the same problem in the Majdul houses. The walls are kind of concaved and slanty.
Those didn't give me as much problem. Because the rooms are rectangular and not odd shapes, it's easier to cover.
Okay, that statement could have been taken very, very wrong. I'm watching the LFG channel, and Kalito says, "Any healers up for the hole?"
That's okay. I was watching a channel the other day about people talking about, well, where everybody's at. And, well, there's 55 people stuck in the hole. And I piped in. I said, the miracle of KY.
Oh, God.
And they were wondering how everybody could get into the hole like that. And I was like, well, okay.
Patience and practice.
And KY.
But how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice and KY, apparently. Let's see, did I have any other questions for you here? Do you have any questions for her, hon?
None that I could think of. I know she's... I mean, are you looking forward to the new rating system that's coming?
I am, actually. I like the fact that they're doing the rating system, because I think that'll be cool, and it'll show more homes to visit and more ideas to steal from.
I think it'd be great. I'm looking forward to it, to see people showcasing their work.
And,
and it's one place you could check it all out and go, wow, I really want to see this one more in detail, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of Jethel and I kind of do house hopping, you know? Just exploring. Yeah. I wonder who lives here. Let's go see.
Yeah.
The door's open.
Well, I'm sure you do the same thing. Never say, he's like, I want inspiration for my house. Let's go see what these guys did.
You know, because there's so many houses and so many people owning at those locations, unless it's a special house like the island or something, I don't go in them.
Mm-hmm.
I usually get all my ideas from the forums, the home show forums.
That is the Narathian home show off the official EverQuest 2 forums.
Yep.
And I have to agree with Clorny when Elquin first... made her statement. I thought she meant raiding as well.
Sorry, rating.
And
rating.
Not raiding. And the only thing that came to mind was, we're going to raid Neversea's house?
Yeah.
Does he have any loot? Oh, he's a pirate. He must have loot. Everyone raid Neversea.
If nothing else, he's got rum.
No, the rum is gone.
You've got rum somewhere. I just know it.
I have a secret rum house that's just completely full of rum.
That would not surprise me in the least, nor would it surprise anyone at Moon Shadows. You know, I still find it interesting. I'm in the my guild hall, and I'm looking. You know, you click on the house portal thing, and you get a list of everyone that has you as a friend or a trustee or whatever. And I still see names on here. I don't know who these people are.
You should see my list.
Oh, I'm sure. With all the decorating you do, you're probably...
I've decorated over 50 homes, not including ones that I've just gone in to tweak something or to look at, and I have trustee to. I have probably 200 to 300 homes on that list when I go to look at it.
Now, of course, Elkman likes to do a little trick in her homes, and that's actually put the guild door right where the normal door would be.
I did that in my magical house.
Yeah, so you try to leave, and you end up back at your guild hall. Oops.
I did that when I first got the magical house. I thought, you know, why not?
I personally like using the guild hall door as a, now I can't think of a word. Never mind. I can't think of what I was going to say.
Right. Well, it's kind of like I'm in True Flight's house on, it looks, I'm assuming this is East Freeport or something like that. But True Flight, you know, I'm going around his house and it's like, well, this is obviously one of the large houses, but I can't get anywhere because he's got most of it all blocked off. All the round little, passageways and stuff like that, they're all blocked off. So I go down, well, let's check out his basement. So I go to his basement, he has the guild door at the basement door. I almost fell for it. That's funny. But I may as well use it. Let's see here.
Wow. Sorry, I got my Blessed Scimitar of the Emerald Dawn.
Oh, yeah.
And what's really cool is you get a copy of the Sorrow Stone, which has the full story that you just been through. And you get a Blessed Scimitar of the Emerald Dawn for your house, one to wield, and one as a appearance item.
Nice. Link it. Linky!
Link it. Oh, God. Which one do you want me to link first?
Whatever. I don't know what it looks like.
Well, this is the house item.
Clorny says,
"Link it!"
And if I remember right, this is the one you wear.
Oh, that's cool. The handle's kind of a tree type of thing with blooming
and
leaves.
Then that's the appearance item. They should all be the same.
Yeah, they all look the same. Oh, that's very cool. I like that. And you have an appearance one, so it looks like you're wielding two of them?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah, it's definitely an update for me. I just gotta figure out which one I'm going to...
Let's see.
Wow.
That would be an update for me as well.
And well, maybe not.
Okay, well you can give it to me then.
No, I can't.
That's very cool. So what quest is that for?
That is the Tangled Roots of Growth.
Oh, that's
remember that quest we did in Eastern Wastes with the tree? Well, after you finish that one, then you get another one for this heritage one.
All right, I'll have to check that out.
Now I've got to figure out which one I need to replace. God.
Yeah. Okay, well, do we want to talk about that situation that we were discussing earlier? About the robbery?
Yeah, we can talk a little bit about it. I don't know if anybody listening who knows Talania and Carrie in-game, but they had an EverQuest 2 player from our server staying with them for the last 9 months, and they were recently robbed by said player, and I know that there's going to be a donation drive for them eventually, but I don't know the details of it. But they lost quite a bit of stuff.
Okay, so this... Do we want to mention names?
I don't think so. Maybe
right.
Not.
Okay, so we have a person who was out of work and whatnot, and you have... you mentioned Talania.
Yeah.
Had taken them in for, what did you say, 9 months? 6 months?
About 9 months.
9 months. Taking them in for 9 months, no rent, feeding them, stuff like that. And what happened? They woke up this morning and, like, they were just robbed?
It was... He actually told Tal yesterday that he was going to work. And then he never came back. And I guess Tal went upstairs and checked where he had been staying and... All his stuff was gone. His computer stuff was gone. Then they found that they were missing some electronics and they were missing $500 and some other things.
That's a nice way to repay someone, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. And he was supposed to be helping them out because they'd been having a difficult time since November, so...
Yeah. Torrin's making the point that it was already mentioned on Facebook, so names are already public if you want to go ahead and do that. But, I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I'll name it.
Sure, you can name it.
Radiance from the Antonia Bale server is the thief, apparently. And so if you have any information on the whereabouts of Radiance, what city did this happen in? Which police department should we contact?
I know it's in Washington.
Whoa!
Don't remember the city.
Okay.
Find out, though.
Yeah, I have it linked on Facebook. Let me take a look here. I believe the city was actually mentioned. Let's see here. Tacoma. So this happened up here in Tacoma. So if anyone knows the whereabouts of Radiance, apparently wanted for thievery, contact the police department, the Tacoma, Washington Police Department. And you said there's going to be kind of a relief fund, donation fund coming up soon?
Yeah, there's going to be a donation fund. I know Duvessa and Earthy from Sigils were going to try and put something together. I'm not sure when or what it entail, but probably if you join the chat channel RFN, you'll hear more about it.
Yeah. If anyone has information on this relief fund when it comes out, you know, if you hear anything, please let me know. We'll announce it on the show, and I'll link it at kithacore.org, because that's wrong. That's very wrong. You know, my recommendation is get a PayPal donation thing going.
I think they've got one going. I don't have the link to it, though, but I can look for it after the show and see if I can get that to you.
Sure, give me that info, and I'll put it up at kithacore.org. That's not right. I understand this actually interfered in the birthday party of a young boy. And
yeah.
No, that's not right at all. So we need to take care of this. I'm not officially authorizing any lynchings, but if Mr. Hand turns into Mr. Fist, who am I to judge? You see the freaking headlines now. Man beaten to death, Jethro Silverwing to blame. All right. Kanda wants to know if she can authorize the lynching. I suppose so. All right. So, yeah. Let me scroll up here. Torrin says the real life name of the person is John Cobb, aka Radiance, aka Silver Spring. So if you know these characters in game through role play or whatever, and they come to you and go, "Hey, I really need a place to stay," punch them in the throat. That's my official response, Jethro Silverwing. Oh, okay. Torrin says leave him alive. Torrin wants him for himself. This may just turn into a public lynching.
Hey, I want a piece of him too.
Any mention on which piece, so we know what to save? John Cobb. I can see it now. John Cobb found hung by his testicles, covered in welts from ping pong balls labeled lightning bolt. This is the way I roll, folks. But yeah, that's being completely serious. That is no way to repay someone who is helping you out. Turn yourself in, give the money back. You ought to be fucking ashamed of yourself. And and that's pretty much the only thing serious I can say about it. Okay.
Well, it just proves a point, you know. Well,
don't help anybody!
No, it's just that we're all gamers, and we think of ourselves as one big family. You know, and what happened at Fanfare proved that we have rotten apples in the family. We have black sheep.
Right. For those of you who don't know, the artist... I can't remember his name.
Larry?
Larry Elmore?
Yeah, Larry was robbed. Well, not at gunpoint or anything like that. He turned to help someone, and someone on the other side of the table, because he has tables surrounding him, someone on the other side of him reached over and grabbed his cash box and made off with a couple $1,000s and credit card receipts. So, yeah. But from what we understand, Sony did take care of him.
By giving him a gun.
Yeah.
Larry, we're sorry for your loss and your sales and stuff like that. Here's a gun and a giant mousetrap.
No. All right. So what else is going on? The Kelethon, the Wandering City Festival is now in Kelethon. I'm going to head to Kelethon right now. There are 3 new items. I had those listed here, but I guess I deleted them. God damn it. All right, well, when I get there, I'll link them. Yeah, there's a pedestal table, a desk of a buffet desk.
I like the leaf chair, and then the leaf chair. I like the Kelethon sign. I don't know if that one's new or not.
No,
it's magic mouth, but I liked it.
Yeah, that's.
But the leaf chair is new, I think.
Yeah, the leaf chair, the pedestal table, and the buffet table are all new this time around. You can see pictures of those.
Have you seen the new dividers?
New dividers. Where are new dividers?
They're not in yet, but GU60 is going to get us some new house items.
Nice.
Some new craftable ones, actually.
Cess is asking us what we think of GU61 currently on test. I have not been to the test server in a while, so I haven't seen it yet. If you want all the news that is the news and everything about Norrath, watch EQ Tuesday. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show. We're crap. Okay. Banquet table. Examine. Link. There's a buffet table. Here comes the leafy chair. And the pedestal table coming up. There we go. Those are the 3 new items. I suppose at some time we may actually want to load up the test server and see what's going on over there.
Or you can read up on the test server notes.
Yeah, but it's always nice to actually look at something, you know? But that's just not how we roll here at the Devil's Liverwing Show. You want news, you want to know what's going on. Too damn bad. We're all about lynching around here. You see that orc right over there? See him? I'm going to go lynch him. Get over here, orc! No, I'm kidding. Still not as bad as the day we got so bored I actually invaded Crushbone and did a live play-by-play. And here comes Crush, the immortal, or whatever the hell he is. And I just squished his head. boy. Oh! I almost forgot. Let me find that. The Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It actually did come to the Kelethon Festival earlier. I almost completely forgot about that. So here is...
coming to you live from the heart of Norrath.
This is the Marathian News on the Jethel Silverwing Show. And now, coming to you live from the Traveling City Festival, currently located in Kelethin, Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It Nibble Buns.
Hello,
Hi, everyone!
Well, this isn't going to be the story we were kind of hoping to bring you, but,
We wanted to bring you news on the festival,
you see,
but,
well...
Yeah...
We're stuck in a freaking tree! 200 feet off the ground! Oh, God, I can't look!
Yeah, we're gonna get the heck out of here!
Well, okay, professionalism!
How can you be professional 200 feet in a tree?
Some of you may be wondering how we got stuck 200 feet up in this tree.
I am.
The only thing I can say is be very, very careful with the aether races.
You're driving sucks.
We hit the freaking tree. Our little borrowed skiff thingy went flicking into the city.
It's horrible.
I can see the flames from here.
The Kelethin Fire Brigade are on their way.
The only thing we can do now is apologize to Jolina's Restaurant.
Jolina's Restaurant, now with a drive-in window.
Yeah,
open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, try the veal.
I'm pretty sure they don't have veal.
What?
No. Nope.
No veal?
Well, they're fake. They have, like, berries and stuff.
All right, well, back to the festival. Chris Weathers reports there are 3 new items for people to get. And, of course, the iterations, of course. And that one's coming awfully close.
Oh, hang on, Chris! Ah!
Oh! Watch where you're going!
Look
out! Did that just happen? Dwarf, cheese it! Dwarf, come in! Dwarf!
We are no longer in the tree! However, Cheez-It is very, very wet. He fell into the pond.
Dwarf, where are you?
My fall seems to have been broken.
Dwarf!
By this very nice, soft, cushy rug type of thing. Oh! Run away! Oh, Cheez-It! Get out of there! Run! Run!
I'm happy to announce that Cheez-It and Doofu are perfectly fine. They were not seriously injured in that crash. That was kind of scary though. You know, big old boom, and then Doofu lands on a bear. Do any of their adventures end normally?
No.
No. Every time they go out. There's just a whole bunch of running around and yelling. And how much do we pay them again?
Nothing.
Oh, well. All right, then. As long as you're doing it for the hell of it. I gotta say, this is a really great place to pick up the cogs. I'm right in front of the bank in Kelethin. There's no one here collecting them. At least, not until I just mentioned it. And there's like a dozen points spawning around me, and they just keep spawning and spawning and spawning. What the hell am I going to do with them? I've gotten everything off that merchant that I want.
I'll steal them from you.
See now, Ileana Starsong from the Maiden's Fancy is here, and she's going to try to steal my cogs. Just like those girls from the Maiden's Fancy, always have their hands on other men's cogs.
Okay, I'm bad, I know.
Tisk, tisk.
Alright. Okay, what else do we have to talk about this week? We got Tinkerfest going on. By the way, folks, I do have a very lovely story listed at kithacore.org right now. The Dangers of Tinkerfest.
Yep.
The Dangers of Tinkerfest. I'm going to read this simply because we have time.
You were supposed to send the boys out there.
Oh, it never came about. Not enough time. Besides, they were recuperating from their crash. Steamfought Mountains. While many Norathian adventurers run about and enjoy the festivities of Tinkerfest, there are those who take exception to the event coordinators. And those people are people with tetanus. All one needs to do is look around to see that Gnome Land Security is decorated with dozens and dozens of sharp, rusty cogs and gears. One false move, trip, or failed landing from our griffins, and the sheer metal's edges slice into flesh and sometimes through our chainmail. Should you get a closer look at the image that I provided at Kithacore.org, you will see a sparkly next to the giant, sharp, pointy cog taunting the passerby to come closer. Another disturbing feature of this so-called festival is the random placement of unsupervised firework generators, which our children can enjoy until they burst into a flower-powdered ball of death. Little to no care has been given as far as safety is concerned, and one might wonder how many serious injuries are currently being unreported and who's getting paid to keep quiet. When approached for comment, Didyma, Tinkerfest Masters of Celebrations, was clearly inebriated and would speak of nothing other than how wonderful the festival is. Other disturbing features include gambling on clockwork robots, which was clearly rigged, and recruiting innocent civilians to clean up mistakes made by Gnome Land Security, sending unsuspecting innocent people to blow up defective robots. Who were these defective robots? What did they know? And who did they tell? The truth may never be known. And that's my report on Steamfont and the Tinkerfest. So, Neversy, aren't you glad you're here with all these weird things going on?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. So what's next for Neversea?
As far as what? Decorating?
Decorating? You have anything in the works? You know, besides your island?
You want to know how many houses I have right now that I have to do?
You have a backlog a mile long, I know it.
Let me check my list.
Oh, God.
And see. I've got probably 30 houses on my list waiting for me to do. And that does not include my own houses.
Wow. So how much does it cost to have you do these houses?
Well, it depends on the house, but usually a house with an 800 count will run me anywhere from 100 plat to 150, and I usually don't charge people until I'm done, so if it costs me less, it costs them less.
Gotcha.
What happens if a person's got a house and they just want you to put things out in a logical manner?
So they supply their own stuff?
There have been a couple who have supplied their stuff, but you know, I usually end up making something, or I don't use everything that they have. Or I need more of something.
So people can come to you and go, hey, I've got a crap load of stuff. Would you put it together for me?
I've had a lot of people do that before, who just throw their house items in there and they want something nice made out of them. So sometimes I use what they have, sometimes I use extra stuff.
But you can expect a couple hundred plat for a good-sized house. So I can imagine Lyra asking you to make some kind of Frostfell Wonderland. And I have seen Lyra's house, and it's just snow from one end to the other.
Are there cubes?
There are cubes. There are cubes. There is Frostfell stuff. Lara has one house that's really just a Frostfell warehouse. Hundreds and hundreds of items from Frostfell, and she's just hoarding it for herself.
Hoarding. Hoarding.
I think that's something that most decorators do, is collect all these hundreds of snow piles, hundreds of light bulbs, and store them away, just in case.
Hello, I'm John Smedley from Sony Online Entertainment, and Lyra, you are a Frostfell elf.
Stuff.
20 houses stuffed full of stuff.
Stuff that's not decorated, it's just stuff for me to use.
Wow.
And I thought I was bad with 10 houses.
Funny enough, I don't have 10 houses on one character yet.
Ah.
I'm close. I have 6.
Alright. So, hon, what are you doing right now?
No, I'm just running around my house looking around. I just dumped off my, house items from the last thing I just did.
Mm-hmm.
Just sort of looking around. I'm really thinking about getting an island house and maybe removing the garden items from out in my place.
Yeah, you could do that. I was thinking about having Crema make up a whole bunch of those plain Nectulous pines.
Not more friggin' trees.
Yep, more of those friggin' trees.
Oh,
and I'm gonna...
gosh, she is so tired of making you trees. Do you know how many trees she's made for you in a lifetime?
Several hundred.
Yes.
And yeah, I want to surround that entire island with a forest.
Mm.
And then, you know, make like my own little forest refuge. There on the island, but I don't want you to be able to look over the side. Now, I got a good idea from one of Neversea's houses, and that's taking the moss and there's some sort of a moss tile you put up on end and cover the walls with. That'd be good to put behind the trees, so it looks like there's a forest behind it. So that'd be good.
Could always use the hedges, too.
Yeah, but the hedges only come around once a year.
True.
Not unless you've got the sparklies put back. The collections mm-hmm. put back, yeah. Which I do.
yeah, unfortunately, the guild harvesting depot was out. Yeah, the guild harvesting depot is out of them, because I wanted to make some more spider webs for my haunted theater. But I ended up having to buy them.
Didn't the hedges come from that? I mean, from the, No, or was it from running the hedge mage?
Or running the hedge mage. It's the only way you can get them.
I know I've got some put back. No, you can't have them.
Don't want them. I don't want them because those mossy tiles and stuff will do just the same thing that I wanted to do with them. So that'd be good. Ah! I'm actually getting tells from someone here and going, if you want to make a mass tree order, send a letter to this person and I'll make them.
There you go. They volunteered. I told them to send you a tell.
Ah, I see. You sent them to me.
No, they sent me a tell and I said, you tell him. Like, yeah, if you want to, go right ahead. That way when people come in and inspect his trees, they see your name.
Mm-hmm.
Because Crema is very sick of making him trees because she's made him lots of trees.
You know what I gotta do again?
Tons of trees.
Although I don't think my fame is out there anymore. People actually used to pay me to make arrows for them just so my name was on them. I don't think my fame's that great anymore, though.
I think you made a bunch of arrows up one time for Festival Unity and you were trying to give them away.
Oh, that was a couple years ago, yeah. You too can have an arrow made by Jethel. Yeah, that went over real good. Oh, well.
On a different subject.
Yes.
Sparkly's at the Eastern Way Spiral, Spires has decreased
a lot.
Usually, yeah, you could run around and pick them up fairly quickly. Not anymore. It's like, it's been throttled back completely. They say the one, Druid Ring in Great Divide's still kicking them out. I need to go get a couple of them to finish off another round.
Now, as a house decorator, Neversee, what do you think of the dojo? The Prestige Dojo?
It's okay,
It's small.
It's really tiny for the price that they want for it. In fact, all those prestige homes, the only one that I have bought out of the prestige homes is mm-hmm. the island.
Ah.
It's the only one that I think is actually worth the amount of station cash that they charge. Because the others are just, they're so small, and the item count is so low, that I don't feel that they're worth it.
That, and have you seen the Thurgadin one?
I have.
It's huge! Well, what the hell do you do with something like that?
You turn it into a cave.
A cave.
A pirate cave.
But it's already a cave.
Well, yeah, but it's got all those other stuff.
Yeah. Or like the Felwith. Is it called Felwith or Nuchinarian?
It's
either way.
Either way, it's not a house.
No, they're not houses. And I think the reason they put them in was because of the people taking houses and turning them into other things, like caves or like big halls.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of people are doing the wall coverings and stuff. So with those homes, you have enough space that you can do that.
Mm-hmm. But then again, now you have the island and you got open space to do damn near anything you want. So.
Yes, but building the outside of house is a lot harder than just building the inside.
Yeah.
Because you got to make it look pretty in and out of it.
Mm-hmm. That house you're building on the, up there on the island is going to look awesome when you're done. Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, it's all totally awesome. I just realized I kind of slipped into a Valley Girl accent there for a minute. Also, totally awesome.
That would be a Valley Boy.
Like, wow.
You don't quite sound like a Valley Boy. You have to be higher pitched and a lot faster. You sound like a Stone Valley something.
My totally stone. Like, wow, do you guys smoke that Jum Jum?
Yeah, I was going to say, you been getting to the Jum Jum again?
Like, wow.
Yeah.
Alrighty then!
You let Jethel into the Jum Jum again.
He never stopped, that's the thing. See, Jethel doesn't drink, but he does partake of smoking Jum Jum root. Oh well. What can you do?
You can have more rum.
I can't! It's all gone!
That's true. I guess I can only have more rum then.
Damn you. Damn you and your rum-grabbing ways. Alright, we're just about out of time here. So, what have you learned today? Learned that Neversee is a damn good decorator? One of these days, we're going to have Talk on. Talk does good work.
Yeah, I wonder how long he stayed in that zone when I gave it to him. Wonder how many cogs he ended up with.
Don't know. We'll have UN Talk on fight it out. In this corner, Neversee Crimson Blade! And in this corner, Talk! Talk the gnome with a really big stick. Actually, Santini is the...
Talk said he picked up 2,000 of them in there.
Wow.
That's about right. I mean, you know.
That's like having no life whatsoever.
No, they were spawning so fast, hon. You could hardly pick them up.
I'm the one who told you about it.
Yeah, but you didn't end up with a zone to yourself either.
No, no, but I was the only one there for a long period of time.
There was nobody there. No, that zone was not open.
Oh yeah, that's one thing we forgot to mention. She had her own instance.
Yes.
She had like Gorwin 2 or something like that, and
there was
then everyone
there.
Else
I
left.
Was the only one there, which means it was closed. It wasn't an option for anybody to go in.
Right. So she had her own freaking instance, gathering up all the shinies she wanted.
I was in shiny heaven. That's why I you know, it was like I tried to pawn it off on guild members, and then finally, you know, I offered it to the trader channel. No takers until I finally said, wow, so nobody wants their own instance. And talk, you know, sent me a tail, like, real hot, like, oh, yeah, what? I'll take it. Yeah.
Oh, what? Yeah, oh. I'll take that.
But I had to get somebody, I mean, I didn't want to just leave it, you know, because it would close.
Right.
But on the other hand, if I didn't get somebody in there, I was not going to leave it. You ever get into one of these shiny pick-em-up sessions where you just can't stop?
You would have left Elquin on there 24 hours a day.
Just to lock the instance up, yep. But so there's only so many cogs I could pick up. I mean, what am I going to do with them all? I can't... And that's another thing. Why can't we put them into coinage, our currency again?
Well, I asked you that. The other day, because they're a component in.
Well, yeah, that's why I thought they were going into the harvesting bag.
Yeah,
but they're not being. You can't move them over to the coin. Your coin at all.
I actually found out yesterday. You can take stuff out of your currency thing and move it into inventory. I didn't know you could do that.
Yes, you could. And that's the way I thought you could do with the things, the cogs.
No.
Because they're currency and they're a component.
Mm-hmm.
So you should be able to.
I'm actually very happy that you can now move stuff out of the currency window into inventory. Because I have stuff, you know, they have those NPCs. I'll take 5 of this token and turn it into a usable token. You know, tokens that you're never going to see in game anymore from live events. And stuff like, because I have a few there, like, well, I only have 2.
Well, the thing is, they're still currency, per se, because you used to spend them, you know, during the festival.
Well,
for
yeah,
items.
But these are festivals that are no longer ever going to be had, like the original Spire runs.
No, but anything else, like the Emar stuff, Erolus Mar?
Yes, but I'm saying what I was trying to say, hon. Was I'm glad you can get them out of there now because I can delete them. What were they called? Eutherian or something like that? They were for the original Spire live event. That's never coming back.
Right.
So I'm like, well, I only had like 2 of those, but you need 5 to turn them into something else. Well, delete.
True. But with the cogs, they should be able to be moved into the currency. I mean, I had a bunch in currency when the festival started. And when I bought items, it came out of my currency window. But every cog I harvested went into my harvesting bag.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you
and
go. Well,
I moved them to a regular bag and then tried to move them to my currency and no go.
Well, you know as well as I do, Domino does listen to the show. So there you go, Domino. There's your next project.
See what happens when she leaves the trade skills?
Man.
Hell in a handbasket.
Well, no. Trade skill had nothing to do with currency.
No, but they're part of the trade skill stuff.
Well, not really, but okay.
What do you mean they're not?
Your currency window has nothing to do with trade skills.
Item themselves is part of trade skills.
It's probably something Greg would have to do, you know, with the UI.
No, it's on the item itself. It's got to be tagged. It lost a tag.
It needs to be tagged. Do not remove this tag under penalty of dragon munching.
Dragon. So, I have... How many do I have floating around right now?
I have
500. I have 530 cogs right now.
I have 122.
And so I'm just going to put those away for crafting later on. I'm Don't know if I'll ever need to, but I have them if I want to tinker something up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the most important thing. And the frameworks I've got put back. I've got 20 or something frameworks put
back. Oh my god. Lyra has a Frosty Frostfell tree ticket. She didn't turn it in?
Holy crap. Well, it's
are you okay?
Stuff.
Lyra, are you alright? Are you feeling okay? You didn't turn in, you didn't collect a Frostfell tree. Something but must be wrong.
But she has the ticket. Nobody else has the ticket right now except
oh,
she
I
does.
See.
See?
Because she has a Frostfell ticket. She...
Okay.
Going into Willy Wonka there for a minute. Okay, well, it's about that time. Never see you. Do you have anything else you'd like to bring up? Any shout-outs? Curses?
No.
Flagrant disregard for private property? Anything like that? Hit on
don't
anyone?
Drink all the rum.
But it's all gone already.
Just remember, this Never See Day, leave a bottle of rum out for Never See, and you might get a present.
Oh, that's my question to you. What's your favorite rum?
Wait, what?
Which rum do you like when you drink rum?
In real life.
I usually drink the Malibu or Captain Morgan's.
Okay, Captain Morgan's! Yay! Okay.
Do you have a little Morgan in you? Elkman, any shout-outs, anything like that?
To Urison, I'm sorry I forgot to call you on your birthday.
Happy birthday to Urison. He's earned, buddy.
Work days are not good for me. I work, get up, I go to bed. No, I get up, go to work, come home, go to bed, get up, go to work, come home, go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere in there I squeeze in Q, and you, and dinner, and the kid, and then something like that.
Alright, folks, that's it for the Gentle Silverwing Show for this week. I think we had a pretty good show. I will have the show up for podcast download probably tomorrow, along with the new songs and skits that you heard tonight. Have them up tomorrow. Never See, thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you very much for being here with us today.
Yep. It was good to be here.
Thanks, everyone. That's it. Good night. Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheesy Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, two badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love Elkun Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.